Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am so sorry that I am almost 10 minutes late coming on the air. Got caught up doing some other stuff. I really, truly apologize. This is Say Your Peace Radio Network, and this is Salita, your host, speaking tonight. I know it's been a long time since I've been on. Between school and my new business, I'm excited. I'm ready to roll, and I just want to let you guys know a little bit about what we're doing. I'm excited to talk about tonight, Fat and Fabulous by Design, LLC. Now, lots of times I don't brag on myself. It's just something I just haven't been in the habit of doing. But tonight I want to tell you about our business. Fat and Fabulous by Design was a name that came up between me and Tanya Wilson is her name. She is the co-CEO of Fat and Fabulous by Design. And we knew Fat and Fabulous, the title Fat and Fabulous by itself was being used. So I said, and me and her decided, we're saying, okay, when we talk about fat and fabulous, we're talking about people think fat as being fat, the word F-A-T, but it's actually P-A-T, which is really pretty hot and tempting. When we took fat and fabulous and we said, let's say by God's design is the reason why we're who we are. So we used the word design. We added the word design. So we said Fat and Fabulous by Design, LLC. And we thought it was funny, cute, and so did other people. So we kept the name, and we went on and got everything put together that we needed. Now, our motto is embracing your imperfections. And when we say embracing your imperfections, we're talking about a lot of people are not happy with the way they look. I know I used to have issues with my being dark. I used to have issues with my big nose and my big lips. But I embrace them. I love them. They're who I am. I can't change it. I don't want to change it, actually. I love who I am. I don't want to be lighter. I don't want my nose smaller, and I definitely don't want my lips smaller. So I'm happy with who I am and how I am. It's no need for me to want to change. And I think Tanya has that same sounding board is mine. She's not here tonight. Matter of fact, she's in the process of practicing for a play that is coming here locally, Meet the Crandalls. And I'm excited to see her act because she is one crazy, crazy, crazy girl. And I think she's going to be great in that play. And I think it's December 13th, excuse me, the 14th, I think. I think it's the 14th of December, and I'm excited. I can't wait to see it. I'm really excited. So she's at rehearsal and getting ready and practice and doing what she has to do, so she couldn't be here tonight. And I'm usually the one who always does the talking anyway. You take two young women who have goals in mind. Both of us are students. Both of us have our own life beyond just what we do here. Probably some of you know, as my previous shows, I'm also a so-called activist, and I say so-called activist is because sometimes I don't do it, sometimes I do. I find a cause that I really want to, you know, fall behind, and I follow that cause, and I try to do as much as I can to get the information out there to people who feel the same way I do about certain situations that are happening in America. So I do a little bit of that, the school, and then my business. I'm just, like, so excited, and I'll tell you so definitely why I'm so excited. I'm excited because we have an opportunity to change people's lives with our products. Before I go that route, let me talk about our products and what we do. We carry eco-friendly, pure essential oil products. Our soaps, we have goat milk soap, we have olive oil soap, we have oatmeal soap, we're adding avocado soap, We're adding buttermilk soap to our line, and we actually create our own scents. Excuse me. Which we really, really enjoy doing. We have body creams, and this is just our bath and body line. We have shower gels. We have shower mist. Excuse me, body splash or body mist. We have scents for men. We have fragrances. Excuse me, I keep using the word. Scents and fragrances is the word I want to use. We have scents and fragrances for men and women. Our line for men, you're going to think the names are crazy, but there are names. We have Black Knight. We have Cool Knight. We have Black and Gold Soldier. We have Idolatry, and we have Bad Habits. Those are for our men. For the women, we have Crushed Pearls. We have Lady Grandeur. We have Pink Candy. We have Bride and Bridesmaid. Those are the fragrances and the oils that we have for women. We still have a list more to go. Eventually, little by little, we're going to start bringing out more. I love what I do. I love it. I love talking to people. I've always been in the customer service business. So has Tanya. Tanya works for the radio station, so sales is just her second nature. It's sales, and she does a great job with it. And a lot of times I let her do the selling because she's more out than I am. I'm in majority of the time, but when I'm out, I'm out. But majority of the time, I'm in. So she has an opportunity to meet people all the time until we do things together, like when we have to do meetings or conferences or something together, then we're together and we get a chance to do and push our products in. We love what we do. I think it was a great idea that we came up with. Now, the best part about doing this is the idea that we want to give other people opportunities to do exactly what we're doing. I'm, like, overwhelmed with the idea that we are going to be able to open up doors for other people to either do three things: become the sales rep, direct sales, a subsidiary of our company, or allowing us to be the parent of their company or your company, whoever wants to come on board. I am so excited. I cannot wait to get this, really, really rolling. We have been in business now for 6 months, and 6 months we have had a great, this is not my first rodeo. Matter of fact, this is about my fourth rodeo. This is probably Tanya's first, but this is my fourth rodeo. And out of all the things that I've done, I think this one right here is the ultimate for me. I'm sorry, I can't see it any other way. I think this is the ultimate, and I think this is, I can see this being successful. Because all the other businesses I did it for me. I was a sole proprietor. So having a partner is so different, and it's more like it's a weight off your shoulder when you have somebody else that you can go to when you have to make a decision and you know, well, is this a good decision to make or is this a bad decision? You have that somebody you can bounce your ideas off of. Before, it was just me bouncing ideas off of myself. Now that I have help, it's wonderful. We work together. No relationship is perfect. You have your ups and downs. You're going to have that in when you have a partnership. But you have to understand it is about business, only about business. We think last week we finished up our PMP TV. PMP TV, we have them on YouTube if you want to go see it up under my YouTube channel called Salita McCall. PMP TV is basically talking about the business itself. I'm doing it on my show because I want to have another avenue to get all our information out there. The idea that we did PMP TV, you get opportunity to see me and Tanya, who we are, and how we work together, because I think that's very important, is for our customers, our clients, to see how we work together. And I'm just like I said, I am thrilled. I'm kind of keeping it cool, but I'm really thrilled, and I'm so happy that I had an opportunity to do this. You know, it's awesome. It's awesome. I wouldn't have it, any other way. And I know great things are coming out of this because of the opportunity that we're giving others. Today we had a great meeting with one potential sales rep, and I am so excited for her to come on board because she's also a very talented young lady when it comes to the selling and the sales part of the business, because that's very important. You have to know how to sell your product, not only market it, but you have to know how to sell it. And she's going to be a great addition to our team. I cannot wait getting her together and getting her stuff to her, her kit to her, getting her all the information she needs to get started. You guys, and probably you guys don't understand how passionate I am about doing this, and I think it's very, very important that we do this for each other. I'm about economic development. I'm about economic building in our black communities. Not to say that I would not, if any white person came to me and wanted to work with me, I wouldn't mind, but I want to take care of my sisters and my brothers first. My sisters are awesome. They deserve a chance to try something different, and we want to be that difference that they try. We want our product in your bathroom or on your dresser. We want our product there. And I'm praying that more come along and take on that goal of wanting their own business. We cannot wait. I want to say this to you, and I repeat it every time I get an opportunity to and every time I talk about my business. We are not MLM. We are not into multi-level marketing, period. You do not have to recruit anybody. You do not have to bring nobody along. You do not have to make more than anybody. This is not a competitive thing. This is giving you a platform to start your own business. We want to be that platform. We want to be that mother company that allows your company to come in and do their thing and feel safe when you're with us. We do have rules and regulations. We do have policies and procedures. You do have to sign an agreement. All of that has to be put in play because that's the legality of owning your own business. You do have to be an LLC. We're not going to accept sole proprietors because of the idea of all the pressure and all the it's more trouble than you think to be a sole proprietor and falling up under an LLC as a subsidiary. So we would rather for you to become an LLC. It covers you, too, because limited liability is a way of covering you. And then you're up under us as a limited liability also. So that's something you can think of when you think about coming up under another company. I cannot wait to more come out. We want to have a great team of people who can work together, who can make things happen, who support each other, who are there for each other, who doesn't mind giving business to each other. Because I want to be all in there together. That is just a whole dream goal of mine. I want to have a league of African-American women who come from the bottom, now we're here. That song comes to my mind. I'm going to finish with that when we come back. I need to take a break. I know it's kind of early in the game. It's only 23 after. But it's early in the game, but I want to go ahead and take a break real quick.
This has been another episode of Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Talita. We want to thank you for listening in and stay tuned.
Sorry, you guys. You can tell I'm kind of rusty. Oh, just a second. We're going to play a little NDIRE Chocolate Love, okay? I apologize for that.
I don't need to be that content. I might sound like a hedonist, but the simplest way I can put it, you become a habit. The more I consume, the more I gotta have it. Yeah. ain't no such thing as too much. If you gave me everything, it'd never be enough. Yeah, my black coffee with sugar, no cream. In the morning, I'm a super double caffeine dream. Yeah,
your precious darkness got me so strung out and loving the way that you got me so wide open, my baby. Jonesing and feeling under my skin. My nerves are screaming when you're not here. See, baby, I need a sugar. You're so delicious.
There is something about your love that makes me just wanna open up. Your flavor is the sweet thing in life. I'm addicted to your chocolate high. Don't you care? I know that you want me. Oh, let's stay close like we're supposed to be.
Tripping in so many ways. If I go a single day without a taste of your love, the finest cuisine of today's world. 5 stars, you're your soul gourmet, girl.
I crave you, I want you. Every cell in my body needs you. Tasty like Hershey's and Nestle. Would you like a diet love, boy?
Your smile, your
right, you guys, we are back here with Say Your Peace Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alita. And I just thought I would give you guys a little NDRE and a little Jill Scott there. I got to refresh my music. It's been so long. So I will be refreshing up my music, but right now that's what I'm going to use. Because you guys, you know what? It is a lot of work getting all your audio clips together and putting them in there correctly. And I'm going to use these, what we have right now, until I go back in here and rechange, because I have a lot of work to do. And I know I have neglected my job as a radio show host. I did not realize this, and before we go on, finish talking about Fat and Fabulous by Design, I did not realize how long I had been on the radio. It didn't even, you know, dawn on me that I had been on this, on Blog Talk Radio. I had been a participant and a talk show host on Blog Talk Radio for over 5 years now. I'm like, yay for myself. I didn't realize that, and if I'm not mistaken, I don't know when, what month it was I started, see, I told you, but I know it was in 2008. I'd never realized that, but God is good, and he's allowed me to do it as long as I have. I like to get people out there. I consider myself a platform for people, and I like being that. I love giving back, and I think that's the best way to give back is, you can't give money, give time, and to me that's giving time. And back to Fat and Fabulous by Vine, that's what we mainly want to do. We want to give back. We want to open up doors and allow people to have that opportunity to be their own person. I mean, be their own boss. This is not an easy thing to do. I will never sit here and say everything is beautiful and shiny and bright. It's not. We've had some snags. We've had to change just some stuff. And we're still in a constant change. We've only been in this for 6 months. So we're constantly changing things and trying to make it better, trying to make everything accessible, easy. Easy way to assess things that we have, or products that we have, services that we have. And it's an ongoing thing. I'm always on the computer. I'm always looking for ways. I'm always getting advice from other people, because you need somebody that you can talk to do what's right. Believe it or not, I can truly say we have not done this with any loans. We have built our business strictly from our purses. And basically, that's what we've done. We built our business on our purses. Not really go into deep, deep debt to do this. Just with blessings and making sure that you're doing what's right and keeping your nose clean. I think a lot of it just comes from pure blessing. I really do. And that's why I've always tried to do for others. I've always been a person where I've always been able to do for others. And if I do for others, I think that's where the blessings come in at. And eventually we probably will be seeking other financial resources the bigger the business gets. But we have basically started this on our own, literally on our own, and it hasn't arrived. Fat and Fabulous, I do want it to be a household name. That is my goal, to make it where we can sit back. To be honest with you, we basically really want to be just strictly distributors. We do not want to have to do any more selling. And that's the whole point of setting up a good sales team, setting up setting up companies up under us so that they'll just take the product and, you know, buy the product from us wholesale and go from there to sell it the way that they want to. I mean, to me, that makes a lot of sense. It's less headache for us, because all you have to do is let us know what you need, and we create it or produce it and get it out there to the customer. That's what we want to do. That is our whole ultimate goal. And I pray, the way things are going, they're slow, but guess what? They're happening. were getting out there. We were talking about that on our TV, television show, how visibility is very important. We have to get out there. People have to get familiar with our faces. That was one of the reasons why we did the YouTube video, so that people get to see who we are. Majority of the people know who I am because I'm always, I've been out in the, I've been in the internet world for a while, so I'm out there. Tanya hasn't, but she's taken full advantage of being able to, you know, be visible. Setting up different dates to be places to present our products. Next Saturday, we have a David Bridal shop here locally is having a day where you can bring in your products and sell them. And so you know what? We've already got a plan ready to roll, and we are going to push our products. That's what we have to do. We'll let them know how important they are to your skin, because our skin is very important, and that's what we're doing, embracing what we cannot change. We can improve it. We're also pushing the eco-friendly products, environmental safe products to our customers. We know that is a big thing now, being environmentally and economically conscious of where your money goes and the products that you purchase. And I know a lot of people have a thing with brand loyalty. You know, I'm not going to change it to the people I work with. I have no problem with that. But it's nothing more with trying new things. And I'm the type of person who I love trying new things. I just do. That's just how I am. Love doing it. Won't be any other way. And I think Tanya has that kind of saying. We wouldn't have been able to do this if we were not able to find out what a product can do. We made sure we did our research on the oils and their properties and the things that they can do for the skin, because this is about skin care for men and women. We make sure we do our lotions and our body creams or our body butters, that we're doing what is needed to be done to make sure that people will enjoy the product and also understand that it's just not the scent of the product, it's what's in the product. We use grapeseed oil. We use hemp oil. We use jojoba oil. Those oils all have great properties to them, and they have a lot to do with how our skin reacts. We use 100% pure. Let me say that again. We use 100% pure oils. We don't use any additives. We don't use alcohol, glycerol. We don't use any of those oils or in our products because we know the damaging. You know, we're addicted to all that stuff now. You know, I think about women whose hair is thinning after all the stuff they use in their hair. It's amazing, you know, that our hair even continues to grow at times. Think about women who use the medicines that they take to thin out their hair. Well, we don't want to be where we can't, we're not living up to the standards of our products. We have non-detergent products. We have non-allergenic products. Whatever you decide that's what you want, you can use for your skin, that's what we are able to serve you with. We still have a long journey, and I will say that. We have a long journey to go, and I can't wait. I'm excited every time, I tell Tanya that all the time. I am so excited because, you know, you don't think, you can have the attitude of, yeah, I want to do a business, I want to do this, I want to do that, but, you know, when it starts really happening, you're like, I don't know if this is for real. It's really real. Am I actually really doing this? And you find yourself asking yourself that, and you're like, yeah, I don't know if I should do this or not. I might not want to do this. And then you realize, you know what, I can really do this. This is something I can really do, and people enjoy it. And we still have, like I said, we're still like little kids. I'm like, oh, my God, are we really doing this? We're still at that point, but it's working. We're getting out there. We're letting people know that we are for real about our products. We stand by them 100%. satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. We're not going to force anybody to keep our product. If you don't want it, that's fine. We're not upset about it. We're going to continue to do what we got to do because it's important. To me, it's important to let people know that you're in the process of helping them. The bottom line is important, but the beginning of the line is much more important when we can continue to have satisfied customers returning for our services and our products. We also have a thing where we also have a program, or you can call it a service, where if you're interested in creating your own scent, we're going to do that for you. We will tell you that. We create the scent. You can buy the scent, and you can sell the scent, put whatever name you want on it. It's yours, and you can sell it. Or you can buy the whole thing, the scent and the ingredients in it, and you can use it for yourself. You can do whatever you want with it, because we will not no longer make it for you. It's your scent. So you can make whatever. Once you purchase it from us, you can do with it whatever you want. It's up to you. Actually, we want you to enjoy the scent itself. Those are the types of services that we're offering to anybody who wants to do that. We have new slides on. But it'll probably be probably mid-spring, and we want to work on our cosmetic line. We've already talked to some wholesale cosmetic companies already that welcomely open arms to allow us to do business with them. We just haven't picked which one we want to use, which one would actually be financially sound for us to use on a daily basis. We'll probably bring out eyeshadow, definitely lip color, and probably mineral makeup, the different shades of mineral makeup. We don't want to make the line too extensive where it gets where it's overwhelming for ourselves or people with it. Like I keep telling you guys, we're not Mary Kay or Avon. We're not interested in either one of them. We don't want to fall into the category with them. And we definitely don't want to be in competition with them. So we want to do this on our own, by ourselves, without worrying about that being a competition. You're either going to buy our product or you're not, point blank. And all we do is market and sell it. That's all we can do. Another thing I didn't get an opportunity to tell you guys about, we also have a lingerie line. The lingerie line is called Bedrock Collection. Let me say that again, Bedrock Collection. It's the Bedrock Lingerie Collection. We have some great lingerie, awesome lingerie. I love our lingerie. I'm going to tell you right now, I love it. Let me see what I want to say real quick here. Our lingerie, all our lingerie is under $50. Now, let me say this again. It's not because it's cheesy or cheap. It's because we want it to be where everybody can afford it. We're targeted towards certain people, but we want everybody to be able to wear it and enjoy it. So, our lingerie is bad. I'm going to tell you that right now. We got some bad lingerie. Our lingerie is off the chain. Okay? I love it. Sexy, nice. You're going to be like, man. And all of this, like when I was at the party we had the other night, one of the ladies said, all of your lingerie is under $50? Yeah, it's under $50. They was like, what? Yeah, and we want to keep it that way. We were looking on some other websites, and a lot of our lingerie, it's for the regular-sized woman, the average-sized woman, but we also have plus sizes because we found out that it's very hard to find nice, sexy lingerie for plus-sized women. Some of our lingerie go all the way up to the size 3X, which we think is marvelous because I am far from small. So We thought that was very important that our lingerie is able to, the first supplier we was working with did not have the sizes we wanted. So we let them go, and we moved on to another supplier, and this supplier has been so nice, so sweet, so gentle, and they have the sizes we want. We've got sizes all the way up to 3X. That's hard to find in lingerie, especially at a reasonable price. I can't wait, you guys. I'm serious. I cannot wait. This is going to be so fun doing this and making this happen. We are working on now, we're about to work on some gift baskets, making gift baskets with our products. I can't wait to do that. It's going to be fun. And it's not too late to do it. Because we have Christmas right around the corner, and I say a couple of weeks. I know it's more than that, but a couple of weeks coming up. Then we have we have January coming up. So, you know, people give gifts all year round. So we're working on getting all that together so we'll be able to do gift baskets with the product. I'm serious, you guys. I am so excited, and I can't stop saying that. I love the idea that we have this avenue, and I encourage anybody who has a spirit of entrepreneurship to take total advantage of starting your own business, and we want to help you do that. We're going to be covering, we cover a lot of stuff in PNP TV. But we're going to also be able to start covering stuff also on here. If not Tanya with me, I'll be doing it lots of times by myself, simply because I know Tanya's schedule is a little bit busier than mine at times. And I can find the quiet time to you know, sit back and put something together so that I'm able to talk to you guys. I don't know if I'm going to do it next Friday night or not, but I am going to bring, and I'll let you guys know ahead of time, I'm going to bring some issues to the table dealing with business. We're still growing, and we're still trying to know what's going on. But I want you guys to be familiar with what it is to be an entrepreneur. And I know it's a lot of people out there already know how to do things and what to do, but I like to push it, and I like to talk about it more. And if I'm not mistaken, I have some old episodes on Blog Talk that probably, really, I've talked about business before, being an entrepreneur before, but I want to be able to talk about it again. Things a little bit, a lot of things have changed since then, so I think it's very important that we keep abreast of what's going on. And that's what I want to bring to you guys. You guys, I'm going to take another break real quick, and we shall be back. This is Blog Talk Radio. Say Your Peace Network. We shall return.
Makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine.
Summer Breeze. I know a lot of you guys remember that song from back in the day. Yeah. Okay, you guys, I was talking a little bit about our lingerie because I didn't talk about the Bedrock lingerie collection, which one of the sales representatives that we met today with, she's really interested in just doing our lingerie, and I'm like, do your thing, sweetie. Sell that lingerie. I love some of the stuff we have. It's just one outfit. Oh, my God, it is gorgeous, and I love it. I cannot wait to get some of this stuff in. Our biggest seller, I think, is going to be our bridal lingerie. I think the bridal collection is going to be very, very big. You guys, if you would see some of the beautiful pieces they have in here. I mean, elegantly put together, sophisticated, sexy, sweet, I mean, flaunty, you know, sassy type of lingerie. I go into stores all the time, and I like to look at their, I go straight to their lingerie department and kind of check them out. And I'm like, I can see the difference of what we're selling and what they have. You can see there's a mass-produced, opposed to, not to say these are not mass-produced, but the elegance in them, the way they're made, the material that is used, the way it's put together. And when you look at it on a hanger opposed to looking at it on a person, it has a whole different look to it. So I definitely can't wait for you guys to see some of the lingerie. Matter of fact, when I put this up, I showed you some of the pieces that we're pushing or we're selling, in other words. So, you guys, we're really, really looking forward to this really, really hitting off and really doing good with our business. Like I said, you have to dream, and when you dream, you have to dream big. Small is all right, in pieces is fine. But when you do the whole thing, you put it together, it's got to be a big dream. And to me, I think I'm at the point where I'm just trying to, like, coast, just trying to get through it, like, okay. You know, like sometimes you look for that terrible thing to happen, and when it doesn't happen, it's like, oh, yes, I got to do that now. What's the next hurdle? And I think having that attitude and knowing and preparing yourself for failure. See, a lot of times we're so afraid to start a business because, oh, it's not going to work out. It's not. I'm too afraid to fail. Well, you know what? You wake up every morning. Challenges getting you up out the bed and getting you to work or whatever you do every day. That's a challenge in itself. Are you afraid to do that? You do it every day. So I think starting your own business, doing your own thing, I'm not telling anybody by no means stop working and just pursue your dreams. Everybody's not able to do it feasibly, financially. You're not socially, mentally, emotionally. You're not ready for that. Don't do it. Please do not do it if you know you're not ready for it. But I am encouraging you to take some time out and shop around, do your research, and see how many brand-new entrepreneurs have stepped out on faith or whatever they stepped out on, because everybody don't believe in God, whatever they stepped out on, the power of energy or whatever, and they've made it happen, and they're very successful at it. I'm not the type of person where I need to make $1 million. I just don't want to be broke, and I want to be comfortable. Okay, those are two things I'm looking for, being comfortable, and I don't want to be broke. So doing that or saying that, I'm more comfortable knowing that I can take my time and get this done. Ultimate goal, to sit back and just draw the paycheck. Not something I'm saying do it as a get-rich-quick scheme. I'm saying take your time, learn what you're doing, be patient. If you be nothing else, be patient. Please be patient and relax and sit back and allow for everything to coast and take its place. Simply because if you don't and you rush into it, you don't have your finances corrected, you don't know what you're doing, you don't have anybody, you're not talking to anybody, you think you have the answers to everything, you're going to find out you don't, okay? Because I ask all the time, I research all the time. Like I said, if I'm not on the computer, I'm reading something because I want to know I'm doing this correctly. I want to make sure I'm calling the right people, talking to the right people, making sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. When you don't do what you're supposed to do when it comes to your business, it's going to fail. If you're not willing to stick in there with the competition, if you're not willing to do that and know that you have to deal with, you have to know what your competition is doing at all times. Please do not say, oh, they don't, I'm not worried about them because they're not in my category. They don't fall in my market. They don't have to fall in your market because now things are like open, what they call open market. Anybody can come over and sell anything they want now. You want to have, and you have to worry about your niche. What is your niche? I know our niche, one of them are, I mean, we might have several of them, supposed to have named one, that our job is to take this business and allow others to start their own business without using the multi-level marketing scheme. Other words, pyramids, team building and all that, we're not doing all that. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in you saying to me, I like how your business is. It's working for you guys. I want to sell. Then I want you to say, okay, I'm making money, I'm selling, I'm doing good. Now I want to be I want to do direct sales. Okay, now you're moving up the ladder. And you want your company up under arms. Fine. Love it. Take time out, do it. Enjoy it. And that's what we want to be. We don't want you. We want to be your stepping stone. If we can be nothing else, let us allow us to be your stepping stone. Once you get where you want and you want to break away and do your thing, fine. Fine. I love it when people do that. It's like a mother. I guess because I am a mother and you take the first two steps, now they're walking alone. That's what we want to be to you. We want to be that mom, that cheerleader, that motivator to say, uh-huh, see, I told you you could do it. One sale at a time. I told you it's not hard to do. And when you do that, that alone, to me, makes me like real jolly inside and happy and wanting more and more for you to do that, to be your own boss. I want to say this. If you go to Fat and Fabulous by Design, LLC, it is a Facebook page. We want you to go there and like us. And as you like us, I want you to read some of the articles and some of the videos and watch some of the videos on there. Because what we're going to do with Fan Families by Design, we are definitely going to turn it into a learning page where you can go and learn about different things. We have a couple of videos on there about direct selling, how direct selling is when people, the myth about direct selling, how you can't do this, you can't do that, when you realize you can. I'm not about promoting any other companies because it's not what it is. Now, I will, if it's a company I'm interested in, it's a product I'm interested in, or we're interested in, that is, then I'll put it on there because I want you to be interested in it. But other than that, I'm not in the business of promoting my competition. Other than I do have one person that I talk to that actually does some of the same things we do. I don't think she's at the point where she, you know, doing giving people opportunity to sell her product. I think she's basically just a sole proprietor, which is fine with me. That'll work. We want to be able to allow you to sell and then tell you to, going to clip your wings and let you go out there by yourself. I think it's wonderful. But we have to first learn about our products. Once you learn about our products, what it does to your skin, and make sure people like it, because people have to, the target market you're after, have to be able to like your product. And our prices are crazy. I think they're still, I think people, we're literally almost giving away all our products to the prices that we have on them, to be honest with you. Eventually, we'll probably have to go up eventually, but right now, we're kind of comfortable with the product. I mean, the prices on our product. So, we have a website, and I want to tell you what the website is, and I'm also going to give you our phone numbers to call us if you're interested in our products. Our website is www.fatandfabulousbydesignllc.com. I had to put it all together. Let me say that again. www.fatandfabulousbydesignllc.com. You can get us on the web. You can also get us on your phone. Take away the www and put M dot in the front of the www. Take it away. In front of the Fat and Fabulous by Design, and we also have a web, mobile web page, okay? Now, once you contact us that way, you can also email us at uniquelychic@gmail.com. Uniquely is spelled UNEEKLY, chic, CHIC, at gmail.com. That is our website, that is our email address for any information that you are thinking about the business. We're also, you can call us at 318-451-6779. It's my cell phone number. I always have my cell phone with me. And I'm going to give you Tanya's cell phone number. It's 318-229-5209. That is her number. You can catch me or her. Either way it goes, if we don't get back at you right at that moment, we will be calling you back. Sometimes I forget to call. I will not lie. Sometimes I forget to call, but it's not on purpose. I thought it was nice to take this time out to give you guys this information. Like I said, we've been in business. This is Fat and Fabulous by Design, LLC. It's a brand new company, been in business 6 months. Our motto is embracing your imperfections. Not only do we have skincare products, bath and body products, we also have lingerie, Bed Brock's lingerie. We will be in the future bringing on cosmetics. Love that. We even might be bringing on some wigs. We're looking into that too, which is something I've already sold before. I've sold wigs on my out of my other business, which was a great opportunity, a great thing I did. I loved doing that because I believe in embracing your imperfections and making them better. That's how I feel about that. Now, I think I want to throw another song at you, if I can. And then I'm going to probably close out the show a little early tonight, simply because I got work to do. No, really, yeah, I do have some work to do. I have to do some more research on some stuff, but I want you guys, I just wanted to get that information out to you. So I'm going to play a little When She Was My Girl for you.
Just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, and walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Somehow, somewhere, someday. Whoa. And I found the love that I long to see.
was. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to play that long. It played a long time, didn't it? Okay, you guys, I'm back. This is your host, Alita, on Blog Talk Radio, Say Your Peace Radio Network here. Now, as I was saying earlier about Fat and Fabulous by Design, LLC, it is a company that we hope to be around for a long time. It's nothing wrong with putting the time limit to your business, really, to be honest with you. Yes. It's nothing wrong with that. I think it's nothing wrong with it. You want it to last forever, but there are possibilities that it won't. Any situation, the death in the family, finances are not correct, you know. Things can happen where you can't hold on to it that long. So I don't think anything wrong with putting a goal, however you want to be in business for right now. If it continues, then you set that goal a little bit higher. Sometimes we go at things and we go at them and we don't think like I did in my first business, you know, and I didn't expect for it to, I didn't expect people to still continue to request my products. I really didn't, but they were still asking for them even though I closed it down. I don't know. It's like every business that I've actually had that's happened to me where people were still asking for my business. I don't know why, but they were still asking for the services and the products that I was offering. It was time for a change. I know that sounds crazy, but it was time for a change for me. And when I made those changes, I don't regret them. Guys, I think something's wrong with my camera. I'm sorry. Oh, my memory was full. I was trying to do a video and do this at the same time. Boy, me. I'm always doing something, you guys. I'm telling you. I stay doing stuff. Sometimes it's not what I'm supposed to be doing. But I stay being busy at all times. So, like I was saying, I'm hoping. I did put a time limit on this. I really did. And I'm glad that I did. I'll be honest with you. I'm very glad that I did. That I did that. Because I know my goals. I know how far I'm going to go, how much I'm going to do, and how long I'm going to do it for, which I think it's a great idea. But that's just me. And you don't expect for your business not to last. I mean, you want it to last, but sometimes, like I said before, things happen and it won't last. You have to change up some stuff, you know. All those, you have to put all those into consideration when you're doing your own business. I know people have been in their own business for 20 and 30 years, about to retire out on it. And I hope to be that way with this. But I have to look at it on a very, very look on a reality. And I'm going to tell you who I learned that was my best mentor, even though he's passed on, he's gone. I think about the guy who owns the Ebony Publishing Company, Johnson & Johnson. I think it's Johnson & Johnson because it's husband and wife team. And I listen to his story, and every time I read his story, it's so inspirational to me, for me, for a black person. And I think about the time when he started, and I'm quite sure he had a lot of struggles and the things that he did and the sacrifices that he made, and look what he left. I mean, he left a legacy. And we don't think about that. We don't think about leaving a legacy for our children. We don't think about, we think about in the moment. Everything is microwave. Everything is right here and now, here and now. We don't think about what we have in the future. What are we going to leave our kids in the future? My son's 30 years old. You don't think I'm not thinking about what I can leave him? Because I'm quite sure I don't want him to work forever. I want him to come and join the team, actually. I want him on my training in my training department, because that's what he does. I want him to be part of our team as far as training people to be successful. I mean, that's what I want him to do. I know right now, financially, we can't do it. We can't bring him on board right now, but eventually he will be on board. And it's a determination in my spirit, in my heart, and I'm going to be able to make sure that happens. I want him to enjoy what he does when he does it, and that's just how it is. I'm not expecting him to drop his 9-to-5 right at this moment, but eventually I want to go to him and say, you know what, it's time to give it up. Come on, get your clothes, pack your stuff, about to come on board with us. So that's our whole goal, is to be able to not to hire all our family members, but have enough on there to do a lot of the things that, you know, we don't have to really worry to do, I mean, as far as the training and stuff. And right now, me and Tanya will be the ones who's doing all the training, because we don't have anybody doing it or showing people or motivating people to take a chance, step out on faith, and start your own business. That is just a goal of mine. That is just what I think should happen. And I'm just so sorry that I cannot change my spirit the way I feel about that. You guys, I am about to close down the shop, shut the door, turn off the lights, and I'm hoping you guys have a great evening, a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Take care. Be careful. Come back Monday in one piece, and happy Valentine's Day. Oh, my God, I feel so bad. I'm a veteran myself. Happy Veterans Day to everybody. Come Monday, have a safe, enjoy yourself, your day off, because a lot of you guys are going to have a day off. Enjoy yourself. Be careful. This has been Say Your Peace Radio Network on the Blog Talk Radio, and I shall see you guys later. And I hope to come back with better music and a whole better setup. So we're going to close out with, as you know, Through the Eyes of the Black Woman. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salida. We want to thank you for listening in, and stay tuned.